B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, quick update. We were going to carry Mayor Marty Walsh live. Given what happened last night in Boston, that is on hold for the moment. He's not going to speak at 1 o'clock. He was scheduled for noon. That's now not until 1 o'clock. When it happens at 1 o'clock, we'll carry it at 1. In the meantime, we'll get to some other items that we wanted to get to today. 617-779-0985. One of which is Cam Newton, baby, back on the table. Well, maybe not quite, but I like to think that he is. Cam Newton was, according to Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, it is believed by league sources that the Patriots reached out and did due diligence on Cam Newton this offseason. Due diligence is what they did. League sources saying that the market to sign Cam Newton has cooled over the last month, and he is expected to take his time before joining a team, a source told ESPN. So they did have some conversations. What do you make of that?
I mean, it would make that they're doing their job. Be exactly what that would make of that. Why wouldn't you call him? He was the best of any of the examples out there. Personally, I don't think it would work here. We've been over this, but he's the most attractive name out there to me and always has been. Better than Andy Dalton at that time. Better than Jameis Winston at that time. We keep going down the list of free agent guys that were out there. But it wasn't going to happen for that type of money. And he would have to come in here and want to compete. And that would be the biggest part of the issue. Cam, I think, wants to be handed a starting quarterback job. So it's them crossing their T's and doing right. Let's see where we're at here with it, with the player. And at that time, okay, so now we're past the draft process where,
yeah,
okay, now we know we signed two free agent quarterbacks. Two young rookies to come in here with Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham. That doesn't mean just because you signed those two young guys, you didn't really move up in a draft to round two to snag a guy. You see what I'm saying? So now,
yep,
all the time in the world now to take your time here and with him, see where we're at. Like, you haven't even come together as a team to where you could throw and even meet. You know, this pandemic has sort of, you know, continually pushed things back and pushed things off to those back burners, and that's where Cam's at right now. And I don't blame him for signing for any team with any team, just to sign with a team right now. If I'm him, I'd wait this thing out, and because things happen.
Yeah, his best opportunity. I mean, I always go back to the Jay Cutler example of a couple of years ago.
$10 million to come out of
retirement. Jay Cutler went to the Dolphins and got $10 million.
$10 million for that bum.
Just to show up and be there and be Jay Cutler.
See, I wouldn't call Cam Newton a bum. I would call Jay Cutler a bum.
And if you're asking me who you want, right, you want Jay Cutler to be your guy? Or do you want Cam Newton to be your guy that you call up on the phone to bring in because you had a quarterback get injured? Cam Newton is going to win that argument every single time. And so I think he could be in a good situation if he waits and just doesn't sign with the team. So that might be an option that he is strongly considering right now. I go back to what Rob Ninkovich said last week when he said, I think Brian Hoyer will be the starter week one. And I say that because the quarterback position is one of the most important for reps under center, seeing defensive looks, looking at coverage, understanding the offense. Well, Cam Newton has two out of the three of those things over Jarrett Stidham. He's looked at coverage. He's lined up under center a million times in his career. He knows how to look at what's in front of him. He doesn't understand the offense because he's never played within it. But in terms of being an NFL starter and not having to, you know, go out and be nervous to go play the game or, you know, sort of get a feel for how the NFL game at full speed goes, which Jarrett Stidham does not have, the experience would go to a veteran like Hoyer or like a guy like Cam Newton. So I don't think it's entirely crazy that the Patriots called Cam Newton. And if you believe that Brian Hoyer is going to be the starter week one, it's not crazy that they called Cam Newton.
No.
And had a conversation with him.
Absolutely not. That's them doing their job. I mean, you're in a situation now post Tom Brady where you think you may have the guy, but you don't want to hand it to the guy. You brought in a guy that you've had him before and have cut repeatedly, and then now you bring him back again to come in and compete. It would be ridiculous if you didn't pick up the phone and just even talk and see, okay, what's he thinking? Let's get with his representatives. Let's talk. What does he want? We'd like him as a player. He's played really well against us. Where's his mind at? More importantly, for me and as an organization, if I'm looking at the guy, what's his health? Can we get now, around him? Can we get a doctor, you know, to look at him closely that you would approve to say, okay, take a peek at this guy. What is his health at?
Yeah, I think we're probably in a better spot now than we were 6 weeks ago or eight weeks ago when we first talked about it, right? So
yes.
Those sort of things can happen now, unlike when Tom Brady was looking for the independent doctor to complete his physical to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I don't think that's a major concern now. But if, listen, I want Jarrett Stidham to be the team's starting quarterback. I've said that many times. Let's go. Put him right in there.
I'll second that.
Throw him in the fire. Let's get going. Let's see what you got here. But if the team, and when I say team, I mean Bill Belichick, if Bill Belichick doesn't believe Stidham can start right now, and to protect him and make sure that, you know, he fully understands everything before he's a starter, and that means Brian Hoyer was brought back to actually compete for the job with the idea of giving him the job out of the gate, and he ends up playing for any serious number of games, I'm going to be mad that they did not go get Cam Newton. Because if Stidham's not ready, we have to watch Brian Hoyer for the year over the possibility of someone like Cam Newton? No, give me Cam Newton on the one-year deal if you're not going to start Stidham. That's not ideal, though, because my ideal situation is starting Stidham, and I believe that's going to happen. But I'm just putting it out there now. If we have to watch Hoyer all year, that's going to suck. And I'm going to wish they had went out and signed Cam Newton. That's how I feel about the situation.
Yeah, and that's with that caveat, right. Yeah, because if it doesn't work out and it's Hoyer, then I think people will be disappointed.
I'm curious.
That's not
to know
taking
Jim,
a shot at Brian Hoyer, okay?
We haven't had Jim around for a lot of these Cam Newton discussions. I'm curious to know if Jim is eager to see Brian Hoyer start for a whole year.
So wait a minute, you're talking from a Patriots fan perspective.
Jim left. Oh, yep. Corporate Jim left again.
So here we go.
Oh, there he goes again.
And
here he
is. Schedule.
Here he is. We don't have him for this Cam Newton discussion today either. That's too bad. 617-779-0985. Is the telephone number if you want to jump on board, because I think that it's good that they talked to Cam Newton. Although I will say, reading the report, it doesn't sound like they've had any active discussions anytime recently with Cam Newton. So it might be a totally dead issue at this point and not really be something that's being considered. But they did. They did call him. They gave him a ring.
This could be Cam's side, too, is trying to get some interest in some buzz generated out there too. You sit around for a while, it makes you nervous. So my question would be, what's his health? You know,
have you seen those workout videos that he had posted?
Yeah,
I mean,
the guy's a beast. I mean, he's
looks
a beast.
Good.
He's a beast.
Looks like he's not hampered by his injuries. So I don't know.
But I mean, you know, you get MRIs on stuff and ankles and knees and your head, you know, CAT scans, you know, you see things differently. You know, I mean, we can sit here and watch a workout. Guy looks great. You just don't know what's sticking inside, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but first of all, he had surgery to repair the foot injury. So he's had a surgery to fix what was wrong, to correct the issue. And in a strange way, all this time off in the league not operating probably benefits him, doesn't it?
I would think so, because I think he would.
He's not behind anywhere.
No.
Everybody's behind.
No. Everybody's virtual right now.
Yeah. Granted, he'd be in a better position.
Falls on the individual.
Like, he'd be in a better situation if he was with a team and got handed a playbook and was able to meet with coach. But in terms of Jarrett Stidham, and this is just to use his name, not to say specifically him, but the same thing could apply to Stidham that applies to a lot of guys that are young quarterbacks that don't fully grasp whatever it is they're about to do.
Yeah. And
You could imagine Stidham like doing something with a couple of teammates, and we haven't, you know, heard about anything in terms of like throwing sessions, but guys are getting together. We see Tom Brady do it. We assume that other players are doing it. Cam Newton's not doing that with anybody that we would assume he's going to be playing football with anytime soon. So even if he's working out and even throwing the ball, at least the other guys have something that they're doing related to their team. I'm not saying it's hurting him anymore, Beadle, but you know, the fact that guys are locked out of their facilities right now doesn't mean they're not doing anything with their teams. There's enough virtual stuff going on and some, you know, off the books type of workouts that are happening, I'm sure, with a lot of these teams that he's,
of course there are.
He's not participating in any of those.
No, he doesn't have his core group of guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, when I go to facility, I know who I can call. But here's what intrigued me with Cam Newton. You remember when Kendrick Perkins changed his body, right? You know, he used to be a big guy, then he got cut up. LeBron James went through that paleo diet phase. Cam is so big physically and naturally gifted. If he would get with like a personal trainer and a personal dietitian and just chisel himself to where you bring him in, he looks like this Greek god, and he does normally. But that would be like, okay, this is a guy that late in his career transformed his body, looks really serious about getting back into being in the best physical shape that he could be in, to where he's not throwing off the back foot. You know, just put out these videos of him pumping the feet, you know, in his drops, not sitting there in shotgun and lazily taking the ball and throwing it off the back foot, but driving back from under center, five-step, seven-step drop, throwing comebacks, you know, 90 miles an hour. That's what you want to see. Or scramble him out, throw him on the run.
You think they care what he looks like with his shirt off?
No, I'm just saying, just something different with him. You know what I mean? Instead of just showing up, okay, here I am.
It's part of the decision-making process, Hardy.
No, but, like, look at this guy. Like, oh, my God, he dropped, say, 15 pounds, 15, 20 pounds. Like, he's 265, 270.
Yeah,
I know he's listed lighter than that, but
if he came in heavy or he came in slow-looking, I get it. But, you know, if he just maybe
I'm just saying, when everybody's not doing anything, when everybody's not doing anything, that he just personally said, I'm going to change everything.
But again, that assumes that nobody else is doing anything. How do we know that, you know, half the league isn't doing exactly that? And half the guys are going to come back out of shape, and the other half are going to come back in the same or better shape. You know, there's going to be guys out there doing that. I don't know that him being somehow ripped is going to tip the scales for any team. It's like, can he play? We haven't seen him play at the highest level, you know, for about 4 or 5 years now. Can he improve our football team? Is he better than what we already have?
I've got a couple of things for you guys coming up next. One, comments from Kyle Van Noy now that he's with the Miami Dolphins. Is there something that can be taken away from those comments? We really need to get Corporate Jim back in the room for that one. And one other thing, I got a homeless thing for you.
Homeless thing.
What?
We have a homeless thing to review of an athlete on the move.
Oh. Homeless?
A home listing.
Oh, I took that as a homeless athlete. Like there's somebody living in their car.
I'm like, oh, a homeless listing. This will be fun.
I got excited about a homeless athlete.
And it's in Hardy's neck of the woods.
I had to scoop on this out on a dog walk a couple weeks ago.
We'll get to that next.
Is a Celtic player?
Here's the action update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, quick update. We were going to carry Mayor Marty Walsh live. Given what happened last night in Boston, that is on hold for the moment. He's now going to speak at 1 o'clock. He was scheduled for noon. That's now not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Because we've done this before, so you come on. Yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold.
Hey.
Corporate Jim's off at a corporate meeting.
What's he meeting about?
I don't know.
Probably in there measuring the. Are you in there? Anybody measuring anything up in there in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
They were tape down on the floor anywhere?
No tape down on the floor, but they were measuring in the studio a couple of commercial breaks ago.
Who's in there? Dennis?
Yep.
Okay. Bet Charlie was in there.
Nope.
Josh.
Yep.
Of course.
Measurements.
Yep.
Bring a number of measurements. Okay. What are they measuring? What are
you
they doing over there?
Distances between microphone positions.
Oh.
Hey, let me save them the time. Too close.
No, actually, a lot further than you'd think.
Yep. I agree. I'm 6'5". If I laid down between me and Beetle, it'd be easy. To have some space in between us there. I think we have, Hardy, correct me if I'm wrong, I would say the distance between you and I and me and Beetle would be somewhere around 8 feet.
I believe it was right around 7.5 between where I'm sitting in your normal chair right now, Zoe, and
right.
to where Beetle's mic would be was about 7.5 feet.
Okay. About right. About the same, yeah. Because I could lay down in between there easily, between each other.
It's odd that that is your measurement for anything. Could I
lay
down?
6'5". There's 6.5 feet.
Could I lay down?
6.5 feet right there.
Up here on the counter and my head be in Beetle's lap.
You'd laugh at this. You'd laugh at this.
That's how I measure all things.
Say we would go to Jordan's and we're trying to see would a couch or a table fit here. And you'll be walking through one of those Jordan side rooms. You see me laying down with my feet and my toes straight up in the air because that is exactly 6.5 feet. With shoes on. Okay, that's a
headline,
good measurement.
Headline at NBCSports.com.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Jordans and measuring, but okay. I guess back to the pre-planned topic. Wow.
Right.
Oh, come on. Just trying to measure things, Beetle.
Garbage guys just came. All right. Guys, thumbs up.
Oh, God.
They're out there. They're waving. All right.
Deep breath, Beetle.
Okay,
no,
let's get to this house listing. No,
I'm gonna take this one off.
I want to hear who lives in Hardy's neighborhood.
No, that wasn't what we were going to get to right away.
Oh, I thought that was. I thought for sure that's what you teased.
It was part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you got him back.
Yeah. I want to know what.
You sure.
Team. Yeah, I want to know what He's professional back. Team.
Trash
living in Canton.
Trash truck is gone. He's fine. Go.
I'm gonna say it's a Celtic player.
Open up the champagne.
Pop.
It's my house. Come on. Turn it up. Here we knock on the door in the night.
Dolphins Kyle Van Noy bristles at Patriots comparisons is the headline. We're our own team.
Yes.
Reading from Darren Hartwell's story on NBC Sports Boston. You could call the Miami Dolphins Foxborough South, just don't call them that in front of Kyle Van Noy. The veteran linebacker is one of four former New England Patriots who signed with the Dolphins this offseason, joining fellow linebackers Landon Roberts and Kamute Kruger-Hill, who I don't even really count. I apologize because I'm not great on his name either. Ted Karras, as we know, is there. Landon Roberts is there. Brian Flores is there. Josh Boyer is there. George Godsey is there. Mike Judge is there. Those are all coaches, former New England coaches. But Van Noy had this to say to Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald. I don't know how many New England guys there are, but we're going to get away from that. We're our own team. This is not the New England Patriots. This is the Miami Dolphins. It's totally different, and I'm excited for that. New beginnings. We're the Miami Dolphins. We're here to represent the people of Miami. They want it bad. I can sense that. Miami's a football town.
Okay, couple things here. Is corporate Jim back? The super fan Jim?
No.
Okay, but we need his opinion on this because
we do. Because
I think he was surprised by our reaction to this.
Offended by this.
I think this is brilliant by Van Noy, a guy who hears everything, right? And what would bug him? He signs and goes with a new team. He thinks, you know, hey, I'm the guy. That's why I got paid. I'm down here to help this team. I don't want you to talk about the team I was with. We're going to restart a culture here. B-Flow brought me down here so I can help teach you how to win the way we won back there. We don't want to be tagged Patriots South. We don't want to be tagged the Miami Dolphins. That's him trying to lead down there.
So Van Noy doesn't, and this is where I just disagree on this part. Like, Van Noy doesn't believe he's there because he was a New England Patriot, because that's exactly why he's there.
He's the guy that would get pissed by that tag, though, because, you know what I mean? It doesn't take much to set him off.
He's getting paid
the
large sum of money that he's getting paid because of his skill and his ability and what he has achieved. I don't want to confuse this. That is why he is being paid. But why it is the Miami Dolphins that came after him? Is because of his connection to the New England Patriots.
Along
with Brian Flores.
The head coach.
Yes. Yeah, that guy. Your former defensive coordinator. Yeah. Your former Super Bowl defensive coordinator, head coach. Yes, that guy. Where he's got it completely wrong. It is a football town.
But where Jim got offended on this was when he said,
going to get away from that.
Yeah, I don't know how many New England guys are down here, but we're going to get away from that. And he's like, oh, what's that? Yeah, they need to get away from here.
It's so true.
This is not the New England Patriots. Oh, so you're saying you're going to be better? It's Kyle Van Noy saying, okay, I'm in a new town. I'm making a lot of money. They got their own football team here and their own fans here. And as you said, Zoe, smart guy. Here's everything. Very much marketable and is into the marketing of him
he does.
Yep. Right? He gets it. I see a branding issue here. I see me being lumped in with some other guys who came down here from New England.
Transplants.
And us being somehow sub-segmented as carpetbaggers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just coming down from up north. Yeah. No.
Down for vacation.
I need to rebrand myself as a Miami Dolphin for this team and for this fan base. And if you don't want to take such a cynical approach, he's smart. No, it's got nothing to do with it's not a us and them in the locker room. We're all Dolphins now. So he says, we're going to wave from that in that we're going to stop talking about that. You understand? We're going to stop talking about the fact that Flores was a Patriot and I was a Patriot. This is our own team here. It's different. I'm excited. New beginnings.
So the other thing is Miami's a football town. Does that mean that Boston and New England weren't?
That's the way Lauf took it.
Yeah. I'm repeating what Jim said. I don't feel that way. I look at this and say, that's a guy who's trying to endear himself to the new town he's in. Like, I don't care. I'm not upset by these comments at all. I'm just trying to relay what Corporate Jim had to say because I don't know where Corporate Jim is right now, and he was going to make this segment for us today.
That's not Corporate Jim saying that.
It's not Corporate Jim's fault.
That is super fan Jim.
Fanboy Jim.
Fanboy Jim. Jim.
We had to schedule another
time. By the way, Bruins Luchador on Twitter says Corporate Jim is the worst of the gyms.
It is. I think there's three different gyms.
I disagree. He's the best.
I'm sure you do. You got to kiss his ass.
Corporate Tom.
Yeah. Watch your Corporate Tom keep kissing Corporate Jim's ass.
That's power tripping Tom right there.
Yeah.
That's who that is.
I think there's three different gyms.
Respecting your boss, Tom.
I think there's Corporate Jim, there's Fanboy Jim, and then there's Attitude Jim. Who every once in a while will give us attitude. And you can blame Marty Walsh for this one, for rescheduling his press conference, because Jim had something else planned to do during his time. We weren't going to talk about this, but hey, I played at the end of the era when football was supposed to be important down there in Miami, the Dan Marino era. And I was down there for Dan's last year. And it wasn't a football town then. when it should have been the biggest. You were supposed to be a football town, but you weren't. You're an everything else town. You're a beach town. You're a car town. You're a fitness town. You're a golf town. You're a vacation town. You're not a football town. I don't know if you'll ever be a football town. Because we never sold the stadium out. Down there when it was Joe Robbie. You would bang it out for every big game, like maybe when Peyton and the Colts came, or maybe when New England came down, because everybody would travel down for the game.
If you're going to think
that's
of
when you banged it out.
All right, you think of a sport in Miami. What sport do you think of?
Highlight. I'm no, serious.
I
you can't go anywhere without seeing it. Dog tricks. Highlight
time. You say it's not a thing about it.
It should be.
Hold on. So you say it's not a football. It may not be a Dolphins town. It might not be that the Dolphins are top of mind, but
football should be the biggest sport down. It should.
Right, but Miami, like Hurricanes football was huge there, and it's where a ton of NFL players come from.
They go and train. They go back. They'll go back.
I wouldn't discount what he's saying in that it's a football town. It certainly isn't a baseball town, or even with their championships and Dwayne Wade, it's not really a basketball town, even though they like it, but it's not baseball, it's not basketball, and it sure as hell isn't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Witness testimony lyrics from Billy Joel.
Well, Kyle Van Noy's moving out. Moving out of Canton. Moving out of New England. He's on to Miami. He's putting his New England Patriot past behind him. But he's got a house to sell as part of that. I will tell you this. If you're interested in this home, you better act quickly because there is a pending offer.
Oh.
So... you know, maybe there's a last-ditch effort you can make here, you know, come in at the 12th hour and overwhelm the seller. Seller.
Hope some financing falls through on the other side. You never know.
You know, hope that other buyers get some sort of home contingency that doesn't work. You know, there are a lot of variables there, but it's listed at $799, four bedrooms, four baths, 2,600 square feet, close to Hardy, if that sways you one way or the other.
Of course it does.
It says...
He don't want me here.
What's that?
He don't want me there.
Breathtaking colonial. Built in 2014.
Took my breath away.
There's the breath being taken away. Built in 2014.
I always love how these are written.
With a wide open floor plan.
Wide open spaces.
And gorgeous on-trend finishes throughout. Beautifully upgraded custom kitchen.
Of course.
With... Cambria quartz countertops. Now, what exactly is Cambria quartz?
Well,
it's
beautifully upgraded.
Or is that a brand? What is that?
It's a brand that started from the band Coheed and Cambria, and things didn't work out for them, and they started doing countertops, and they're doing quite well.
Cambria went into the countertop business.
Yeah.
Coheed is still doing rock. Yes. Got it. Well, they're both in the rock business.
Yeah.
Would you say something, T-Bone?
It's a brand.
It is a brand. Thank you.
It's a brand.
I don't sound like that.
I carry those countertops sometimes.
I pick them up, I put them down. GE Profile Appliances.
Ooh. You ever see those appliances turn sideways? You ever see those appliances when they turn sideways, you get the profile of that fridge? Oh. Mm.
And a center island that adjoins the dining area with family room with gas fireplace.
You see what that means? Like, that's free flowing, so you could put the kids at the table, do their homework here at the center island. You could have parties. It's good for entertaining.
You have a gas fireplace, though?
No, real wood.
Oh, you don't have gas. Keep forgetting that.
No.
Hardy, do you?
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You like it?
Love it.
I've thought about doing that.
How do you fake the fake crackle of like the wood crackling? Do you call Jim to like get his sound effects?
It doesn't have any.
I mean, because it right because you it just burns gas.
Yeah, and then you get a little fan on there. You can blow the heat out.
It's nice.
Oh, I love hearing the wood. Just it's nothing like hearing a wood burn.
You know what? I would be happier for you and your wood burning fireplace if you ever did anything to clean it. But you've told us on numerous occasions
you've never had the chimney swept.
Never had the chimney swept. You don't believe in any of that.
Get one of those crease seat logs. Light it off every once in a while.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm glad you think to do that. But I wish you'd get a full cleaning done.
I'm more worried about the expense.
You can afford it.
Overall fire hazards in your home throughout. And the fireplace is just one of them.
Yeah, I'd put the fireplace like the way at the tail end of that.
I would too.
Custom designer wallpaper. Mm. Hand
hey, Beatles, have you ever put wallpaper up?
No, I have never.
Wallpaper is...
I've taken it down, and it's a bitch.
You get that custom designed wallpaper. I mean, that is fancy stuff.
Custom designer wallpaper hand-screened in L.A., featured on the stairwell leading up to the second floor. Is that really a selling point? Like, wait till you see the wallpaper.
From L.A.
People look for different things, and that's a big deal. That is a big...
Hardy, you got that textured crap all over your house, don't you?
No. Just in...
The bedroom and living room.
One bedroom and the...
Or the dining room.
I've seen I've seen the bedroom, though.
And, you have?
And I have, yes. I've taken the full tour of Hardy's home.
That's
not like an offensive wallpaper. That's like a nice accent touch.
Thatch.
That
they call that thatch.
But it's in one of the bathrooms, too, and I couldn't believe it when she was doing wallpaper. I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, it's a pain in the ass to do. You have to find somebody to do it, and then you got to pick it out, and it's not cheap. So, yeah, that's a selling point for people. Oh, the wallpaper's already up here. That looks nice. It's well done. Good. That's
you haven't
X
done,
amount
like,
of money we don't have to
it,
spend.
It's a nice little touch. It's a little designer touch.
Anywhere?
It's for an accent wall, Beetle. You want it on an accent wall.
That's what I said. I said that. Yours looks great. Yours is very modern looking. It's not like what you think of when you think of wallpaper.
No, that's what I was afraid of.
Old woman. Yeah.
Four generously sized bedrooms upstairs. Including a magnificent master suite with a huge walk-in closet.
Stabbing cabin.
And a master bedroom with Carrara marble tile. Again, another brand name.
Oh, like Porsche?
Marble tile.
Like Carrara?
You got to know what kind of marble tile, what brand it is.
He was doing those sunglasses for a while, and he got out of that business, and he started doing tile.
Hardwood floors throughout. I like that. That's a selling point to me. Hardwood floors throughout. Second floor laundry. Another good selling point. Enormous finished basement. Love that. With theater lighting and additional bath. A spacious composite maintenance-free deck. Now you're speaking my language. With a dedicated gas line for grilling. Again,
how are you not looking at
now,
this house?
Now we're hitting the key points. Now we're hitting home runs here. Large, beautifully landscaped, private fenced-in yard with stunning stone walls. Two-car garage, irrigation system, conveniently accessible to Route 95, 93, and 24. Walkable to the commuter rail, town center, and is it the Loose School? Is that how I say that? The Loose School.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is the listing.
So
it's been on the market for 26 days, but it now is apparently going to sell.
So this is Kyle Van Noy's home, and I saw the moving trucks there last week. When I was walking the dog past there. And
hey, Beetle, they got this as a two-car, huh? With one door.
Yeah, it's a very... You can tell it's very wide. It's a wide, very wide door.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that that one big door anymore.
Yeah, it's...
What about the hitching post?
What's your problem, though? What's your issue?
I want to talk about
the hitching post. I did like the hitching post. It's a nice touch. I'm actually a big fan of them.
So what's the hitching post?
So there are these big granite columns that are sunk in the front lawn. And then
they're awesome.
You've got the rings on the front, and it looks they look like hitching posts. But I imagine they
tie your horse up.
It's like a dual purpose. It's like, well, if a car does careen off of Sherman Street there, it stops it. Because it is on a... I wouldn't call it a busy street, but it's not a side street.
It's a main road.
It's a mainish road, yes.
And, I just liked them. I like the look of them.
I want to see the inside.
I appreciate them more if they're original, but those look new. Those look like they were made for the property.
Yeah.
John Wayne's going to park his horse there.
I prefer for a reclaimed hitching post, you know?
Ooh, so something like antique-like.
Yeah, something authentic.
On the country. I'll tell you what, we got this house out here. It's got these two big, massive hitching posts. I'm going to take a picture of them.
Slab of Quincy granite. That's what I'm looking for, you know?
So there's an offer already accepted on this Beetle?
Yeah,
offer
pending. Yeah, offer is pending right now.
$799 listing price. What do you think the offer is going to come in at?
26 days at asking. That's what I'd guess. No idea. Mm. It wasn't like it was a home that people jumped at. It wasn't gone in a day. Mm. Even with the
750.
I don't know what the market's like right now. I have no idea.
They said you get all kind of reports. They said it's awesome.
It depends on what your range is right now.
Yeah.
Because anything that's in that like 5 to 6, there's no inventory. There's just no houses for sale.
Gotcha.
More and more, it's going to be a very late real estate season. So maybe more are coming on right now. Yeah, I think it's probably appropriately priced at where it's at.
I tell you what, though. I always thought when I saw his house, and I remember saying the same, or maybe Beetle, you had said the same thing, that is a nice, sensible home for that man and his young family, who is, certainly could have afforded much, much more. But he knew, A, probably wasn't staying here long term.
Right.
And B, what do you need to spend a bunch of money on a house for that you're not going to stay in? Get a nice house. And, you know, it doesn't have to be.
Until the last year, it was just him and his wife.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't even have a kid yet.
Right. And it's
a big home.
Close to the stadium.
She had a baby in a tub up there. They birthed in a pub tub.
I was not a part of the birth. I wasn't a part of the birth plan. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not aware.
They may have gone with a doula and a midwife.
Well, it's like a history thing. Yeah, like they, there's history to the house. Sometimes people like that would pay extra.
Oh, you think that should have been in the listing?
Or maybe like
wife
people
gave
like,
birth
oh,
there
or
hey,
this house may be haunted. There's a murder that occurred, you know, 1910.
Well, that has to be disclosed. Colonial. Well, like recent murders have to be disclosed.
Yeah, and
right?
This house was built in 2014, so I don't think it's haunted.
But Zoe's wondering if births should be disclosed the same way that murders are.
Yeah. Then again, you were the guys who wouldn't have jumped on the Aaron Hernandez house, and there wasn't any.
I looked at that house.
Well, I remember Beetle definitely. You said you wouldn't live there.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not? Nobody got killed in the house.
It's just weird because it's never going to be your house. It's always going to be you're the guy who lives in Aaron Hernandez.
People are going to be driving by looking at your house like, ugh.
You go
but stick that scum that lived there.
Some of your stupid reclaimed wood hitching post in the front yard and put up some of that wallpaper, slap a couple of coats of paint on that mother effer, and it's your house.
Still Hernandez's house.
No, you're an idiot.
In-ground pool.
Who lived there before? Ty Warren? Was it Ty Warren's house?
Yes.
Yeah, Ty Warren owned the home before Hernandez. No one calls it Ty Warren's house. No one's saying, oh, you live at Ty Warren's house now.
That's a
nope.
Good point.
It's Aaron Hernandez's house from nice here
house.
On out.
Nice
that's
house.
The Hernandez house.
Gorgeous.
The
house.
One where he did a perp walk from his front door to the driveway. That's your house now?
That looked like
I'm
a nice
good.
Sidewalk, too. I got no problem with it.
That's probably great. Well, you should have bought it, Hardy.
Brick. No, I didn't.
You see a stonework right over there. You see that neighborhood stonework.
Right?
Whoa.
Oh, you hit your
pulls
off
the
wazoo.
Damn house if you like it so much.
God.
If you like the house so damn much. Roger Goodell backing out on the winning bid to sit down in his basement and watch Monday Night Football. Of course,
what a
that was.
Jackass.
Dave Portnoy won that. Goodell says thanks, but no thanks. We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
NFL auction experience background check. Mr. Portnoy, we want to update you on the background and criminal check that was conducted on you in conjunction with your bid on NFL auction 313-6325. That was, if you're paying attention at home, that was a quarter milli to watch Monday Night Football with Roger Goodell. Won it fair and square. It was an auction charity. Based on the background report, you did not pass the NFL's background check. What did they say I did wrong? I falsified NFL credentials to gain access to Super Bowl LLII opening night in Atlanta in 2019, followed by police detainment. After being informed by police that you were banned from entering Mercedes-Benz Stadium, site of Super Bowl LLII, you defied the police directive and attended the game. Criminal trespassing at 345 Park Avenue, where Roger Goodell said he would talk to the media at all times. He did not. He had me arrested like a coward.
That is David Portnoy, affectionately known as El Prez from Barstool Sports. He put up $250,000 of his own money to win the bid to watch Monday Night Football with Roger Goodell at his basement in New York. And, well, Dave Portnoy has received word from the NFL that based on their background check of, well, all the stuff Dave Portnoy's done over the years, whether it be getting into the Super Bowl or getting into Radio Row with the fake credential or being arrested at NFL headquarters, based on their background check, they're not going to let it
happen. Background check.
They're not going to let this happen between the commissioner and Dave Portnoy. They're not going to be watching football together.
Well, good old Roger, when you saw him on draft night and he's sitting there in his T-shirt because he's such a football guy and a man, right, sitting in his man cave downstairs where he got Big Dippy and... You could have a great experience coming here and watching a football game with me, Roger Goodell, in my man cave, because I'm a football guy. He doesn't get the pulse of anything, this commissioner of the National Football League. You know, we started the show talking about George Floyd. He released a statement. We'll get to that later in the show. Idiotic. This could have been buried. He could have been the bigger guy here. He could have brought Portnoy in, welcomed him into his basement, and been standing there wearing the clown shirt. He could have had his own face on the clown shirt with a big smile and said, come on in, Dave, and it would have been done. He has given this thing life. He has given Portnoy more advertisement than he could ever need, and Dave doesn't need any more advertisement. But now he's sent it to another stratosphere where, and I'm texting back and forth with Dave. Dave is legitimately going to throw one of the biggest football parties opposite the night Goodell has this person in to watch football. So now you've given Dave more ammunition.
Is someone else going to win now?
Someone else will win now. I don't know if Dave...
They said the league was going to make the donation. Make the donation to the six different charities, and they didn't say anything else about going to, like, the next highest bidder or anything like that. I mean, yeah, if they're going to make the donation, then make the donation. They don't have to... it's not anything that has to be done. Isn't it? The Goodell doesn't have to have somebody into his house. Didn't have to put this out there in the first place. You know, prop yourself up as, you know, someone who is, you know, willing to get along with anybody, whatever you want to do, come in there and then, you know, under the guise of a background check, what didn't you know about?
What do you think you were going to be able to pat Dave down with your NFL security to get into Goodell's house? You don't think security was going to be there?
Well, I mean, the silliness was the background check. Well, after we conducted a background check,
you didn't know who he was beforehand.
And you let it sit there for a couple weeks.
They threw the Brady kid thing on him, too, when the Brady's kid was a two-year-old. And he did the howitzer thing.
Yeah, well, that one, I don't
blame that for that one.
Neither do I. And Dave brought it up again. It's like reiterated it again. He said,
well, because he buried the hatchet with Tom over that, I think. So
that's one I don't think I'd bury the hatchet over if I were Tom. He said, you got to have a sense of humor. Nah, not about that, I don't.
See, but I think that's where, like, Tom is the bigger guy now. And, like, let's not give this thing life.
Let me ask you something.
All Goodell has done is recreate life with Portnoy in the league and him again.
Because I think it's kids. Anything kids off limits, right? You know, you're talking about a two-year-old, three-year-old. Let me ask you this. If it were, I don't know, Tom Brady's daughter, you know, still a kid, not sexualized in any way. He's just making a joke about a kid and joked about something about her anatomy. Is that all right?
No.
Why?
I didn't say it's all right at all. Right. I agree with you. Exactly. I agree with you on this.
It's like that's the one. Just leave out of it. You got past that, Dave. It's fine. Yeah. It's whatever. I don't think it's fine. I don't think Tom Brady is probably in his heart fine with it either. But sure, everybody can get past things.
This is where
it's okay. That's one hill I don't think you want to die on.
That's just Goodell.
But that's
again.
That's me yeah. personally. For Goodell.
Not knowing the room.
To
not knowing the room.
Or cite any other reason, whether it's using false credentials or the post about the kid or sneaking into radio. You knew all this. You knew all this. Why are you trying to like use some official paperwork excuse now for doing what you just don't want to do?
Let's
just
all say- right. We're going to get to Marty Walsh coming up. His press conference is set to begin at any moment, so we're going to quickly get a check of headlines. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.